Hi there. The word for you today is, Lord, where are you? In Job 30, verse 20, the patriarch Job writes, I cry to you, O God, but you do not answer. Do you feel like God isn't answering your prayers? Well, Job felt the same way. I cry out to you, O God, but you do not answer. I stand up, but you merely look at me. When I hoped for good, evil came. When I looked for light, then came darkness. All of us go through times when it feels like God has moved and left no forwarding address. What's he up to? Why doesn't he respond? Well, there are some lessons you only learn when God is silent. Let's look at them. Number one, silence isn't absence. An old proverb goes, speech is silver, but silence is gold. Sometimes God says to you, be still and know that I am God. You really have to be secure with somebody to just sit quietly with them. You see, silence takes the emphasis off words and builds a level of intimacy where they're no longer necessary. If you want to be comfortable with God, learn to enter into meditation and silence with him. A second lesson is this. Silence tests your faith. How much faith is actually involved when somebody's coaching your every step? That's kind of like a parent running alongside a child who's learning to ride a bike. Right now, the child lacks confidence. That's understandable, but they're going to look strange at age 20 if that parent is still trotting along beside them. At some point, God takes his hands off the wheel to see how far you've progressed, and for a while it can be a wobbly ride. That is when you demonstrate how far you've come and also where you're placing your trust.